The goal of this demo is to expand further the remote monitoring solution by sending emails when alerts are raised by the solution. You'll do that by adding a logic app that will be called from the solution. Emails will be sent by logic app using a SendGrid account. Now, explain that the solution already has all the hooks to do that, and you'll demonstrate how to add the logic app to send these emails. The first thing you need to do is add the logic app. So click here on new. Let's type logic app. Yeah, there it is. Let's select this. There it is, logic app. That's what we need to add. We'll click on create. Let's type a name for it. So demo logic app. Yep, that's fine. Now select the same subscription and also use the existing resource group, the one that you created earlier when you deployed your remote monitoring solution. Now I'll click here on create. There we go. So deployment started. That should take a few seconds. Yeah, succeeded. Now click on resource groups. Select your resource group. And you should find in the list your logic app. There it is. So let's select it. And we should end up in the designer right away. Perfect. So you have a bunch of templates that you can choose from. We'll select the blank one. And the first action that we'll use is the request one. There it is. And copy and paste the JSON schema from the Word document. So paste, there it is. So that's the payload that is sent from the simulated devices. So it has the device ID, right? And some values and so on. So that's the first action. Next, click on new step. And let's add an action and type send grid. Whoops, grid. There you go. So that will search for all throughout the actions for the ones from send grid. There are two. I will select send email. Now type your a name for your connection. So send grid can be anything, connection, and type your key. So here's mine. No worries, I'll delete it after. So let's create here. Awesome. So from me at me.com, let's say, and to let's say there we go, subject. You can type remote monitoring alert from. And then you can select some fields that came from the payload, the JSON payload sent from the device. So we can select here device ID. So that's the UI for Logic App is very useful because it parses the JSON schema, and then you'll be able to throughout the Logic App design. You'll be able to select these fields here. So as for the email body, we can type device, let's say device ID as reported and measurement name. There we go. With value. Oh, whoops. With value, measurement value. Okay. Now, let me click here on save. Okay, so Logic App was saved successfully. Now let me go back here. And you need to retrieve or copy this URL. And it will not be available until you save the Logic App design. So next I need to copy that. This will be the way to trigger the Logic App. Awesome. So switch now to Visual Studio. In the infrastructure project, locate the repository folder and the action repository.cs file. And inside at the top, nearly the top, there's two placeholders here. So you have demo Logic App, paste the Logic App URL in the empty fields of this dictionary. Okay, pretty straightforward. So you come in here, you paste one line, second line, and then you save. Now switch to the command prompt. And you need to redeploy this by typing build.cmd, cloud, release, and the name of your deployment. Type enter. So that will take from 5 to 10 minutes. So it's a good time now to go back to content.